Alrighty, folks. For the last time this season, we have all the RFA and free agency pickups with Pony, who is one of the sole two remaining draft coaches still going. I have no sense there whatsoever, but anyway, keeping on. Anyway, so Pony, we'll just have a quick discussion off air that there's actually probably a few more changes this week than there were last week.
Yeah, and a bit of movement, mainly by Days, who's copped some very bad luck.
So we've had a few laid-outs, which we'll get to. But we'll start off with the RFAs, because there's only three of them. And you picked up Lockie Henderson, who's coming off a 96, and dropped your loop-de-loop man, Winder.
Oh, don't tell Vipers, because he thinks that I was going to keep Winder. You know, he was very upset when I picked him up. You can't possibly have a loop man, can you, Hawker?
Apparently not.
Unreal.
So, Henderson, I think, is a good pickup. 96, he'd probably be going all right again this week against Melbourne. I sincerely hope he does, because I've got him in my draft league, and so I've got him on the field. So, in my grand final, so I really hope he does well.
We can hope that he has a bit of chip-to-chip around the back line with, you know, takes a bit of what Stewart otherwise would have been chipping around.
Correct.
Yep.
And next up, Dave's picked up Alia for Dylan Clark.
Yeah, good pickup, I think.
Yeah, I haven't checked his defensive line out yet. I'm sure Itchy and Scratchy have gone through that in immense detail. But again, very solid. He got a 94 last week, and I can't see him doing poorly this week. So handy man to have to loop on.
Yeah, I think he was 94 the week before that as well, and then a very low score 3 weeks ago. So he certainly had two good weeks in a row, and with Bulldogs maybe a little bit short in the back line. In their forward line.
Forward line, yep.
Then Aaliyah should be able to chop off some ball, although Norton might compete a little bit in the air with him, maybe. I don't know.
But they do like to get him loose. So if they can engineer that, then that's not too shabby.
Yeah, it was certainly the second best defender that was available. So not a bad pickup line.
Yep. So next up, Dave has got rid of the retiring Harbrow, so he doesn't think he's getting the Harbrow send-off game with bulk cheap points like Maney, and picked up Charlie Cameron in the forward line.
Yeah, I think at that stage he was already starting to cop a few hits in his forward line. So, not a bad pickup. The list is pretty bare.
There's not much there, so yeah.
Not much there. Playing Eagles, I think he kicked five or six or something last week, so worth a shot.
I'm just calling. Okay, so the matchup's there. Just call the team up. So, next up, he's on the free agency now. He's dropped Cochin, who's not playing, and neither's half of Richmond's team. So hopefully we can send Clarko and Bergie out with a bang. And he's picked up Red Bull Robbo. Who is out injured now, so we'll get to that in a moment.
It felt like a good pick at the time when he did it. Like, I did consider whether I would try and block that, knowing that Cochin was out, but he did it before I could do anything.
Very interesting, but unluckily he's not there.
Yep.
The next up, he's got Ruck back up for the final. And picked up, what's his name? How do I say that? Mabior Chol. And dropped Daniel Lloyd.
Yeah, so Nank was a big out.
Yes, so that's painful for him. That's hurt. And
I've got to say, once again, I definitely knew before him that Nank was out. So I had that uncomfortable decision in my mind of, do I want to be a real dick here? And just felt like bad karma to pick Chole up. So Chole was still there for him.
So, yeah. Well, I have to have a good look. But even if you'd done that, is there enough? You wouldn't be able to get them all, would you?
No, that's someone. It. I think there still would have been someone else. So, at that stage, I was going to have to drop someone that I didn't want to drop to block it
and
potentially give him access to that player, because I wasn't going to drop Warner or Duncan, so I had to be one of my playing players.
Yeah.
So, let him grab that one.
And, there's Callum Coleman-Jones, Chrissy Burgess, Paul Hunter, Josh Treacy, Tom Fulton and Nathan Vardy. So you don't want all that on your list. But that's a Merker and or Vipers move to get all the Ruckman.
Sounds like Merker and Vipers dropped their starting forward line there.
So, next up, Zach Guthrie, being a young up-and-coming footballer who's coming off a couple of good games in a row, is naturally now dropped by Geelong Vipers. Chris Scott. And the Geelong team. Sorry, my mistake. Why would you keep a young up and coming player in the team when he's doing well? You wouldn't want his confidence to get too big and get him to have a big head or anything.
You would hope that Legless is going to bring up with Geelong Vipers Geelong's list strategy again and just hash it out.
Yes, I haven't. To be fair, I haven't. I've been at the season launch of season 21-22 for junior cricket this evening. So I haven't looked at the chat to see if they've talked bullshit. Well, they always have talked bullshit, but that particular bullshit is being brought up again.
Was Justin Langer there?
I didn't see him there, unfortunately, no. So
you don't know if he's lost the team?
No, he was too busy yelling at the scoreboard attendant because he had the play cricket logo up there rather than the Shield team. So don't know, wasn't there. He was too busy yelling at someone.
Yeah, right. Well, Guthrie was dropped and Attlee was brought in by Dazed.
Yep. So, yep, okay.
Fair enough.
Averaging 70, so I don't know if he needs that backup in the – he's already got Alia he's picked up. So, Attlee's on field.
Atlee's put on the field. So, he has a look at Alia and then otherwise he's got a role with.
He'd have to drop Attlee.
Andrews is also, I think, starting, isn't he?
Yes, Harris Andrews is starting. Yes.
Yeah. So there's
I reckon my defense looks better than his.
Shepherd dropped out for him as well this week, so
that's not helpful. No. All right. Next move, you've dropped Missy Higgins, who is not playing. So yeah, I imagine Vipers got pretty excited about that.
Yeah, he let me know. So that was kind of him.
He'd just be excited that he's dropped now and he's available to pick up with his first pick next. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It's
probably in about round six.
I was a little concerned when the bye was removed.
Yeah.
Holding Selwood and Higgins, so I was not surprised that I've copped one of them not playing. I did have a look during the week, and Higgins has not actually played more than three games in a row. He's either had an injury break or they've managed him after three in a row, and he has just played three in a row. So they obviously don't want to play him more than three at the moment. So, yeah, he had to go. And Zach Smith.
What's up with Zach Smith?
What a boy. He can back up Goldie and Jackson can float around whether I need him forward or not.
All right. Zach Smith, eh?
Yeah. Last game. Right. You got to pick up these retiring boys.
That's it. Fair enough. Is this Zach Smith's last game as well? I must have missed that.
Yeah, so that Tuesday he retired, mate. So, yep, he's his last game as well with Harper.
Didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Well, good on him. And then, obviously, with the announcement of the teams, Red Bull Robbo's out and Jared Polak is on the extended bench as we speak.
Hang on. How's he got Polak? I thought bloody disposables traded Pollock in. Didn't he pay a third or a fourth round or something for Pollock? Right at the trade deadline? Have you got your trade list there?
I do have the trade list here. Let me just pull it up and flick screens here. And if I find Pollock, just do Control F and type in Pollock. That last year?
No.
I'm on 2020 here. I was looking at something else today. We get to the right page and that'll work probably a lot better. Yes, so disposables traded Jackson Hatley and his fourth to bring in Pollock and his ninth, DTA seventh, ninth.
Yeah, right. And you must have got rid of him after doing that. So
there you go. So he's given up a fourth for nothing.
He got a ninth back, though.
That's fantastic. You have a lot of great talent with your ninth pick.
Is Hatley any good, or is that just filler?
He's meant to be good. He was meant to be good this year. He didn't play a game, did he? Or he played one?
I believe he was a keeper.
He was a keeper.
Team Stars.
So if we go back to Stars, Hatley is a keeper in the mids, yes.
Yep.
There you go. Very interesting.
Yep. So, look, Pollock, I'm guessing he's probably just going to see whether he does make the final 22. Probably worth a shot at this stage. He's not locked in that he can't move him out if he's not named.
Yeah. So this will all be very interesting next year if we get a non-COVID year and, wimpy people change the settings back. You won't be able to do this sort of thing.
I'll tell you what, it is stressful with these loops.
Loops. You wouldn't be able to pick Pollock up and then change him out mid-round because you wouldn't know if he was there or not.
Well, he's not going to be able to change him out mid-round. He'll see the final teams come up at like 3:20 tomorrow and see whether he's named in the provisional 22. So I'm guessing if he's not in the provisional 22, you'll drop him before lockout.
For Phoenix Spicer.
Yeah, the Spice.
The Spice Rack.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right, so that's all the moves that were made this week. Any whispers you want to report, or has it just been too tense leading up to the GF?
No whispers. Just kind of looking at moves, but to be honest,
you say you're looking at boobs.
Oh well, that too. But that's a whole nother story.
Not that sort of podcast, eh?
No. We'll take that one to another podcast. just looking at different moves and options and that. But just I don't know. Like, kind of my team got healthy at this stage of the season, so it's like there's nothing better on the free agents list, really.
Yes. So, yeah.
Not hasn't really been much to do other than like looking to do stuff, which takes time, but you never find anything.
Yeah. So as we are 24 hours out or less than 24 hours out from lockout, how are we feeling?
Never take it for granted against Days because he always finds a way to get up against me. Got to back my team in. They've done the job the last few weeks since the first final loss to disposables. So, I think we'll give it a good red hot crack.
Yeah. All right. For my two cents, just having a look across the board, I would suggest that if Oliver Merritt and Bontempelli don't go 120 plus each, that you will have this one in the bag.
We'll see what happens. The positive thing for me is, like, obviously you're seeing their projections as well. Oliver at 116 is very doable for Oliver, but it doesn't leave much room to get more than is projected.
No. So yes, whereas, yeah, and Merritt's up around there. Bontempelli's well on Cape, could easily add another 20 on.
Yeah, you
got Laird, Crisp, and Redden. What did Redden get? He was all right last week, wasn't he? Yeah.
120-ish.
115, yep. So there you go. Well, we won't go through it all now because Itch and Scratch will do that on the other side of the page there. And, well, good luck to Dazed and good luck to Pony. And, you know, may the best team win. And, you know, people still eat ham together after this game's finished.
I think, you know, what it does mean. It means I think the draft could be headed south again.
Oh, you beauty. That's what I like to see. Not so far to go. That's fantastic.
Giddy up on that.
I reckon so.
South, all right, South is best.
South is better, well and truly. All right. Well, all done. And that's, we might do a review potty, maybe. We'll see what happens. Yep. People might not be interested. We'll see how we go.
All right, mate. Great work.
Good luck.
Cheers, mate.
Brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders, because he's got his nose so far up your business it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news. Alrighty, folks, for the last time this season, we have all the RFA and free agency pickups with Pony, who is one of the sole two remaining draft coaches still going. I have no sense there whatsoever, but anyway, keeping on. Anyway, so Pony, we'll just have a quick discussion off air that there's actually probably a few more changes this week than there were last week.
Yeah, and a bit of movement, mainly by Dazed, who's copped some very bad luck.
So he's had a few laid outs, which we'll get to. But we'll start off with the RFAs because there's only three of them. And you picked up Lockie Henderson, who's coming off a 96, and dropped your loop-de-loop man, Winder.
Oh, don't tell Vipers, because he thinks that I was going to keep Winder. You know, he was very upset when I picked him up. You can't possibly have a loop man, can you, Hawker?
Apparently not.
Unreal.
So, Henderson, I think, is a good pickup. 96, he'd probably be going all right again this week against Melbourne. I sincerely hope he does, because I've got him in my draft league, and so I've got him on the field, so in my grand final, so I really hope he does well.
We can hope that he has a bit of chip-to-chip around the back line with, you know, takes a bit of what Stewart otherwise would have been chipping around.
Correct.
Yep.
And next up, Dave's picked up Alia for Dylan Clark.
Yeah, good pickup, I think.
Yeah, I haven't checked his defensive line out yet. I'm sure Itchy and Scratchy have gone through that in immense detail. But, again, very solid. He got a 94 last week, and I can't see him doing poorly this week. So, handyman to have to loop on.
Yeah, I think he was 94 the week before that as well, and then a very low score 3 weeks ago. So he certainly had two good weeks in a row, and with Bulldogs maybe a little bit short in the back line, in their forward line.
Forward line, yep.
Then Aaliyah should be able to chop off some ball, although Norton might compete a little bit in the air with him maybe. I don't know.
But they do like to get him loose. So if they can engineer that, then that's not too shabby.
Yeah, it was certainly the second best defender that was available. So not a bad pickup line.
Yep. So next up, Dave has got rid of the retiring Harbrow. So he doesn't think he's getting the Harbrow send-off game with bulk cheap points like Maney, and picked up Charlie Cameron in the forward line.
Yeah. I think at that stage he was already starting to cop a few hits in his forward line. So, not a bad pickup. The list is pretty bare.
There's not much there. So,
not much there. Playing Eagles, I think he kicked 5 or 6 or something last week. So, worth a shot.
I'm just calling. Okay, so the matchups there. Just call the team up. So, Yeah, so next up, he's on the free agency now. He's dropped Cochin, who's not playing, and neither's half of Richmond's team. So hopefully we can send Clarko and Bergie out with a bang. And he's picked up Red Bull Robbo, who is out injured now. So we'll get to that in a moment.
It felt like a good pick at the time when he did it. Like, I did consider whether I would try and block that, knowing that Cochin was out. But he did it before I could do anything.
Yes, very interesting. But yeah, unluckily he's not there. Yep. The next up, he's got Ruck back up for the final and picked up. What's his name? How do I say that? Mabior Chol. And dropped Daniel Lloyd.
Yeah, so Nank was a big out.
Yes, so that's painful for him. That's hurt. And
I got to say, once again, I definitely knew before him that Nank was out. So I had that uncomfortable decision in my mind of,
Do
I want to be a real dick here? Just felt like bad karma to pick Chol up. So Chol was still there for him.
So, yeah. Well, I have to have a good look. But even if you'd done that, you wouldn't be able to get them all, would you?
No, that's it. I think there still would have been someone else. So, at that stage, I was going to have to drop someone that I didn't want to drop to block it
and
potentially give him access to that player, because I wasn't going to drop Warner or Duncan, so I had to be one of my playing players.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let him grab that one.
And, there's Callum Coleman-Jones, Chrissy Burgess, Paul Hunter, Josh Treacy, Tom Fulton and Nathan Vardy, so you don't want all that on your list. But that's a Merca and or Vipers move to get all the Ruckman.
Sounds like Merca and Vipers dropped their starting forward line there.
So, yeah. Next up, Zach Guthrie, being a young, up-and-coming footballer who's coming off a couple of good games in a row, is naturally now dropped by Geelong Vipers. Chris Scott and the Geelong team. Sorry, my mistake. Why would you keep a young up-and-coming player in the team when he's doing well? You wouldn't want his confidence to get too big and get him to have a big head or anything.
You would hope that Legless is going to bring up with Geelong Vipers Geelong's list strategy again and just hash it out.
Yes, I haven't. To be fair, I haven't. I've been at the season launch of season 21-22 for junior cricket this evening, so I haven't looked at the chat to see if they've talked bullshit. Well, they always have talked bullshit, but that particular bullshit is being brought up again.
Was Justin Langer there?
I didn't see him there, unfortunately, no. So
you don't know if he's lost the team?
No, he was too busy yelling at the scoreboard attendant because he had the play cricket logo up there rather than the Shield team. So don't know. Wasn't there. He was too busy yelling at someone.
Yeah, right. Well, Guthrie was dropped and Attlee was brought in by Dazed.
Yep. So, yep. Okay.
Fair enough.
Averaging 70. So, I don't know if he needs that backup in the different. He's already got Alia he's picked up. So, Attlee's on field.
Attlee's put on the field. So, he has a look at Alia and then otherwise he's got a role with.
He'd have to drop Attlee.
Andrews is also, I think, starting, isn't he?
Yes, Harris Andrews is starting. Yes.
Yeah, so there's Thanks. A. Yeah.
I reckon my defense looks better than his. Shepherd
dropped out for him as well this week, so.
That's not helpful, no. All right, next move. You've dropped Missy Higgins, who is not playing. So yeah, I imagine that Vipers got pretty excited about that.
Yeah, he let me know, so that was kind of him.
Well, he'd just be excited that he's dropped now and he's available to pick up with his first pick next year.
Yeah, that's it. So look.
He's probably in about round six.
I was a little concerned when the bye was removed.
Yeah.
Holding Selwood and Higgins. So I was not surprised that I've copped one of them not playing. And I did have a look during the week and Higgins has not actually played more than three games in a row. He's either had an injury break or they've managed him after three in a row and he has just played three in a row. So they obviously don't want to play him more than three at the moment. So, yeah, he had to go. And Zach Smith.
What's up with Zach Smith?
What a boy. He can back up Goldie and Jackson can float around whether I need him forward or not.
All right. Zach Smith, eh?
Yeah. Last game. Right. You gotta pick up these retiring boys.
That's it. Fair enough. Is this Zach Smith's last game as well? I must have missed that.
Yeah. So that Tuesday he retired, mate. So, yep. He's his last game as well with Harper.
Didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Well, good on him. And then, obviously, with the announcement of the teams, Red Bull Robbo's out and Jared Polak is on the extended bench as we speak.
Hang on, how's he got Polak? I thought bloody disposables traded Polak in. Didn't he pay a third or a fourth round or something for Polak? Right at the trade deadline? Have you got your trade list there?
I do have the trade list here. Let me just pull it up. Let's flick screens here. And if I find Polak, just do Control F and type in Polak. That last year?
No.
I'm on 2020 here. I was looking at something else today. Let me get to the right page and that'll work probably a lot better. Yes, so Disposables traded Jackson Hatley and his fourth to bring in Polak and his ninth, DT87's ninth.
Yeah, right, and he must have got rid of him after doing that, so.
There you go. So he's given up a fourth for nothing.
He got a ninth back, though.
That's fantastic. You have a lot of great talent with your ninth pick.
Is Hatley any good, or is that just filler?
He's meant to be good. He was meant to be good this year. He didn't play a game, did he? Or he played one.
I believe he was a keeper.
He was a keeper.
Team Stars.
So if we go back to Stars, Hatley is a keeper in the mids, yes.
Yep.
There you go. Very interesting.
Yep. So, look, Polak, I'm guessing he's probably just going to see whether he does make the final 22. Probably worth a shot at this stage. He's not locked in that he can't move him out if he's not named.
Yeah, so this will all be very interesting next year if we get a non-COVID year and, wimpy people change the settings back. You won't be able to do this sort of thing.
I'll tell you what, it is stressful with these loops.
Loops. You wouldn't be able to pick Polak up and then change him out mid-round because you wouldn't know if he was there or not.
Well, he's not going to be able to change him out mid-round. He'll see the final teams come up at like 3:20 tomorrow and see whether he's named in the provisional 22. So I'm guessing if he's not in the provisional 22, you'll drop him before lockout.
For Phoenix Spicer.
Yeah, the Spice.
Spice rack.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, there you go. All right. So, that's all the moves that were made this week. Any whispers you want to report, or has it just been too tense leading up to the GF?
No whispers. Just kind of looking at moves, but to be honest,
you say you're looking at boobs.
Oh well, that too. that's a whole nother story.
Not that sort of podcast, eh?
No. We'll take that one to another podcast. Just looking at different moves and options and that. But just I don't know. Like kind of my team got healthy at this stage of the season. So it's like, there's nothing better on the free agents list, really.
Yes. So, yeah.
Not, it hasn't really been much to do other than like looking to do stuff, which takes time, but you never find anything.
Yeah. So as we are 24 hours out or less than 24 hours out from lockout, how are we feeling?
Look, never take it for granted against Days because he always finds a way to get up against me. But look, I've got to back my team in. They've done the job the last few weeks since the first final loss to Disposables. So, I think we'll give it a good red hot crack.
Yeah. All right. For my 2 cents, just having a look across the board, I'd suggest that if Oliver Merritt and Bontempelli don't go 120 plus each, that you will have this one in the bag.
We'll see what happens. The positive thing for me is, like, obviously you're seeing their projections as well. Like Oliver at 116 is very doable for Oliver, but it doesn't leave much room to get more than he's projected.
No. So yes, whereas and Merritt's up around there. Bontempelli's willing to easily add another 20 on. You got Laird, Crisp, and Redden. What did Redden get? He was all right last week, wasn't he? Yeah.
120-ish.
115, yep. So there you go. Well, we won't go through it all now because Itch and Scratch will do that on the other side of the page there. And, well, good luck to Dazed and good luck to Pony. And, you know, may the best team win and, you know, people still eat ham together after this game's finished.
I think, you know what it does mean, though? It means I think the draft could be headed south again.
Oh, you beauty. That's what I like to see. Not so far to go. That's fantastic.
Giddy up on that.
I reckon so.
Yeah. All right. South is best.
South is better. Well and truly. All right. Well, all done. And we might do a review potty. Maybe we'll see what happens. Yep. People might not be interested. We'll see how we go.
All right, mate. Great work.
Good luck.
Cheers, mate.
Well, here we are, Stars. This is it.
Hello, Legless. This is the big dance.
Have you picked your team for this week?
Yes, I have. I think I'm a favourite. I scored really well last week, and I reckon I can knock off Dazed.
Yeah, I think I can't see you losing this week, buddy.
No, neither can I.
How you feeling? You recovered?
Pretty shitty. Stupid fucking game.
Salt has worn off yet, or?
No, it's built up. I looked at some stats and it really built up.
Yeah.
And, I can imagine that poor Disposables are feeling the same way.
Yeah. Look, I wish I had some words of wisdom. There's nothing that makes it feel better.
Alcohol?
Yeah, even then. All I can say is take a look at Hawker and his 2 spoons. You know it could be worse. All right, let's do this week.
Sorry.
Get to your wash-up later.
Yeah. Who we got playing here, Legolas?
So it's Ponyfish Islanders versus the Bye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll talk about Days because it'd be pretty sadistic to make me talk about Ponyfish Islanders, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's harsh.
So
that's for Dazed.
I'll go through poor Dazed. He's limped his way to the end. Managed to make a grand final, but I tell you what, it's not looking pretty. He's been hit with the injuries like no tomorrow.
The vultures are circling.
Yeah, some of the outs. Not, I mean, they're not keepers, but still, they're key players. Like Cochin, lost him during the week. Nang's out. Zach Tui the other week as well. Reese the Beast isn't named. I mean, Tex Walker was a sort of a trade-in forward, and he's gone. Just
Billings still not in, Fife still not in, Shepherd concussion.
To drop Segler, and then he's been snapped up Jeremy Cameron's in at least, but he was forced to drop Jeremy Cameron to field a team. So he's been, he had to make some tough calls. And
he's just staying alive, essentially. Like at the moment, it's just.
Yep. Yeah. Let's look at through his defense. I mean, Salem's been a rock solid gun. I mean, Heppel, Harris Andrews playing West Coast should be okay, but still not someone you're having your best on the field.
No.
And he's had to bring in Sean Attlee.
Sean Attlee started the season like a house on fire, has been dropped recently, just come back into the team. Pass.
So Sean Attlee, he plays for North.
Yep.
That's so definitely a few holes in the defense with, again, no Brad Shepherd, he's out. He does have Miles Bergman as a, he's got Alira Lea as the loop option, so he should go okay against Bulldogs, but still, I mean, this is just waiver wire pickups.
Yep.
Tough. Midfield solid though. Oliver Merritt combination, Bontepelli should bounce back after the last week. Boakey, Callum Ward, Jack Viney, and then James Rowbottom's in and should score well with Kennedy out.
Yeah, and against the Suns.
This is the midfield that got into the grand final. This is where the money is.
It's been carrying him all season.
Yeah. Ruck, we got my boy Chaul.
Yeah. did he miss the boat on Zach Smith?
I think so. Yeah, I think all signs said to Zach Smith, solo Ruck, farewell game, pumped out a
retirement game.
How did
the retirement game go for other players last week? Like Murphy had his, there's a Murphy couple was others.
That would have won me the game if I played him.
Hindsight.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. I like the retirement game.
It's also Zach Smith, so, you know.
Yeah.
Each to their own. Forward line, again, it's one of these. It's a bit of a waiver wire wonder here. So Charlie Cameron. I don't know what he's going to do. 96 last week, far out. Snelling's been very solid. Cripps is actually a good player. Taron Thomas, future gun. And Daniel McStay's been excellent with Harris Andrews. No, not Harris Andrews. Who's the other guy?
Danaher.
Another key forward for...
Danaher.
Oh, who's out? The guy that did his knee. Hipwood.
Hipwood, yeah.
Yeah, so McStay's scores have gone through the roof since then. He just has cover on three lines.
Pollack will play, surely.
Yeah, he's bringing in Jared Pollack, and that's probably a good summary of where Dave is at right now.
All right, let's switch over to the other side. Defense. So I'll do it as a simple comparison. So if I look at his defense and then I look at Dave's, I go, okay, Dave's defense, top three are probably better, but depth-wise, Pony's got him covered in defence, where his worst defender is Hayden Young. And on the bench, he's got Stephen May or Lockie Henderson as an emergency. So they're great options as an emergency.
The player scored 86 last week, average of 75, and projected to get 39.
Yeah, it's just trying to lure Dazed into a false sense of security on projections.
Mm.
Going into the midfield, this is probably where Dazed has got him covered, but not by a lot. You know, Laird, Crisp, Redden, Selwood, and Shuey all went 100-plus last week. And then he's got Shields and Hill. Hill will probably be the loop option there with Dersmer on the bench. Going into the ruck, Toddy Goldstein, bloody solid, 91 last round. He'll keep doing what he needs to do. Then going into the forward line.
Playing the reserve ruckman too for Crows.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's playing against Draken. So coming into the forward line, Pony's worst forward is almost equal to Day's best. That's as much as I can say.
Yeah.
So Kelly, Zorko, Stevenson, Graham and Rioli, the last two Richmond players can be up and down, but those first three are just going to get the job done. And then on the bench, he's got cover on each line. I'm happy to see that he's got Luke Jackson with the emergency on. He don't be cute. If he's in your 13 and he's fit, he should at worst be an emergency in your team.
I do like the Zach Smith pickup too.
Yep, very
smart.
That's
what's going to win you. Like, imagine having Zach Smith on your t-shirt.
Draft
day.
look, the swagger's going to be there.
Yeah, heads are way too big. Yeah, even though Tony's been into DMs recently, he's asking what, you know, what the largest grand final margin is, and you know, what's the worst grand final score from a team. So he's pretty confident that he's going to get the win.
The only thing he's fighting this week is, you know, it's just, can he beat his own PB? Don't worry, he doesn't need to worry about his opponent.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're all confident there what the victory is going to be.
Yeah, well, Pony has never beaten Days until now, so.
Yep. It's going to be a beautiful ham for Christmas, Pony. Double glazed.
It's going to be delicious.
There you go. All right, what time is it?
One more game. Hang on.
What time is it, Stars?
Time is it? You know what time it is. Keep it going.
There we go.
Oh, go on.
That's what you feel like. Oh. So, Stars, this is the week. This is where we do the wash up. Where did you predict that you would finish?
Oh, I think it was about definitely top eight. So, I think I had myself at seventh, sixth or seventh.
I had you in the top four and I was wrong. Where'd you finish?
Fourth.
I had you top four, but you finished fourth. Not bad. Not bad. Best draft pick. Who do you rate?
I like just Zach Smith, second round, as a forward that's been probably one of the best forwards going around. I wasn't sure when I drafted him, but very happy I did.
Look, he only averaged DCB 70 last year, so he wasn't the best averaging forward going around, but he was unfit, whereas this year he's fit, and it's the game style that suits him. So, yeah, I thought that, or Newman, considering how late you got him. Just the value there. Worst draft pick, I think, is pretty self-evident. It was in the third round, though, or fourth round, which was, for me, was
Hamish. Hamish Hartlett, pick 37. Yep, trash. Fucking trash. Are you going to play next year? Surely not.
No, he's gone. He's cooked, mate. They've got a lot more depth and quality players to replace him with.
Yep.
RFA Gold was a tough one here. You had a few good RFA pickups. This is the upside of being such a high-flying top team, is you can take a few punts. But I'm going to go with Daniel Howard, just because he actually contributed for you in the finals.
He put me back in a position where I had no business being in that prelim final.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's my other pick? But Stringer's also been a very handy forward pickup too.
Yeah, but he's a burn man.
Oh, thank you. He sure is.
He's a burn man. All right, trade win. This one's pretty fucking obvious. Hardwick for Jackson Hatley.
Thank you, disposables. Appreciate it.
Curing yourself of that headache.
Give you your wristy later on.
And then trade loss. What do you think your worst trade loss?
I think the one that will come back to haunt me is the Caldwell out for Devin Smith and a fourth rounder. I think Caldwell, I will regret that. And Smith turned out to be fuck all. At least I got the fourth round back.
Mm. Yeah. No. Yeah, I'd say that's definitely the loss, just because. But then Caldwell hasn't played, so it didn't really hurt you for this season either.
No. It's just. It will.
No foul. Best and fairest. So you picked your best draft pick. I picked your best and fairest as Isaac Smith, because he was a forward, top 10 forward that you got in a redraft that I think only missed one game.
No, my BNF is to Callum Mills.
Yep.
It was a very high draft pick in the inaugural draft, probably a bit too high, and he always had promise but never quite delivered in the fantasy, and I was sort of regretting that decision, but to have him finally live up to some expectation.
Yeah, I think he shows that there's hope for a lot of players.
As long as you're blonde and play for Sydney.
Those players that have got skill, that you're just waiting for them to get, just figure it out.
Mm. We'll get played in the right spot.
I think he figured it out last year, though. He averaged 90 last year as a defender, which was fucking good. Don't come Monday.
Yeah.
Jack Martin.
That's actually a good point. Jack Martin. I've also got Hatley there, because I go with players who I kept, or keepers, don't come Mad Monday. Just absolutely.
You got at least you got value for Hatley.
Yeah, I got nothing for Jack Martin.
injured, never fucking plays, still stuck on your list.
Like playing. Yep.
Like,
been paying him way too much too.
Yep. He's getting overs. He's no one wants him because he's clogging up your salary cap. Season highlight for me has to be going over the 1700 mark.
Yeah, well, I mean, still 4 days after the prelim loss, there was no highlight. It's all shit.
Season low light.
Season low light was actually a round I didn't play. That was a semi-final. Lost Mills, Duggan, Ellis, Cunnington the week before. Mitch Robinson lost him as well. So, yeah, that was a bit of a brutal week for me. And it cost me dearly.
All I can say is I do empathise with that. I have not had a good history in the bye week for finals has never resulted in not having a mountain of injuries.
Injuries, have you?
Bye week. This year it didn't matter for me. This year it was not relevant.
Many injuries, but it was, too many injuries.
Obviously, you sat too close to me and I just passed on the AIDS.
Yep. Copped all over me. No hand sanitizer.
I'm double vaccinated now, buddy. Looking to 2022, for me, another lock for top four. Lots of tough keeper choices, though. So no matter who you drop, you're probably not going to see them again.
No, I think they'll be like, going again.
There's probably three or four blokes that you drop that you won't see again.
Well, here's what it is. That's the game. And, draft picks, I don't have my first, so that's going to hurt. Second, third, and two fourths.
You've shown that you can draft.
They're starting behind the eight ball, but I think I hopefully should make it top eight again. And then, you know, once you're in the top eight, anything can happen.
That's right. Bloody oath. Now, moving on to disposables.
Yes. Where'd you have them?
I'll let you lead this conversation this time because it's the last one I led just because, you know, it's a bit of a sore spot for you. I had him first.
Yeah, I think I had him there, especially with his draft picks that he had.
Yep.
Him and Manic were right up there for me. That your disposables. But finishing third and after first place on the ladder in the minor premiership, I think you had 9 wins in a row. That's a world record.
Yeah. You just stole my season highlight. But
another one.
Yep. What do we think was his best draft pick?
I like I think round 8, pick 89 was Blake Hardwick.
Yep.
Gave him away for nothing, but choose disposables. I thought that was, you know, it's very late.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good pickup, but I think for me, I went with Daniel Rich just because he was light on defenders, and Rich has been awesome. So, I went with Daniel Rich just as that defender 90 average.
Just the worst draft pick. I struggled to pick one. I think he had a blinder of a draft night.
He did. He had a really good draft. I went with Tom Papley.
Yeah, okay.
Just in the round.
Yeah, a bit early for Paps. It hasn't really come on like he did last year, the last few years.
But it wasn't a bad pickup. It's just
so many other good ones.
Well, RFA goal. This one was hard to pick. There was one bullshit obvious one.
This is the RFA pick of the year.
Yep. Aaron Hall.
In Hall season.
But it wasn't his only good RFA pick. He had quite a few. But, yeah, that's head and shoulders. He was – what a gun pickup. Good amazing. Good drafting.
Yeah, good pickup, not drafting. RFA. It was good drafting by Days of Confused, but
– oh, yeah, dear, oh, dear.
Yeah, whoops. Whoopsie-daisy. That could have helped this week, Days.
Whoopsie-daisy. All right, so more importantly, trade win.
I didn't look too closely at this than you did, but I just went the going Taron Thomas, Jordan Dawson for shoulders gone, Nat Fyfe.
Yep.
And bit then, of a place in there, boy.
I also switched it over to what he was able to turn that into. So he also picked up Butters. So that to me almost was like, that is an icing on the cake trade.
Yeah, but, got Taron Thomas out for Butters.
Setting up his season, so getting him to number one, to me, is that's where your trade win is. And I think getting Gorn for redraft picks.
Yep.
So he already had a stacked – he still had a stacked pick hand, even when he traded these redraft picks.
Yeah.
He picked
Gordon. Moved Marshall up forward. Yeah.
That, to me, was getting a premium like Gordon for redraft picks. Phew. Start the car. Trade loss.
Takes us to, well, that leads into my trade loss. It's trading Gordon out.
Yep. Agreed.
When the whips were cracking, Gordon out for Ross and two first. Yep. Sure, it's great if you great trade if you're not contending, but I don't know. I hate to go through the numbers, but I reckon Gordon might have made a bit of a difference.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a minute. The only other trade loss, so there was obviously the fleecing for Hardwick, but there was a bigger fleecing, Jared Pollock.
Yeah,
that is not a good trade. So fourth round pick for Pollock. That's a no from me, dog.
Yeah, no. And where'd Pollock end up?
He's in Day's team at the moment.
He's playing grand final.
Yeah, the grand finals. Best of Ferris.
Oh, shit. Do I not? I haven't done that. Why do I have Tuck Miller there? He doesn't have Tuck Miller.
No, he doesn't. He's got another player, though. I think I was pretty confident going with Brayshaw. It's been his best midfielder all season.
Disposables, let me have a quick look before I tell you you're wrong. I mean, can you give it to Aaron Hall?
I think you can. I think Aaron Hall, bang for buck.
Yeah. Also, if it turns it for a whole season, Ollie Wines has just been getting it done under the radar.
Yep. No, I agree with that. In fact, Wines is kind of like a Mills, those older than Mills. So really, it was about time for Wines, and he's finally done it at 27.
Yeah, definitely got worried head.
He does, but yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, best and fairest, Ollie Wines. Great midfield. He's got midfield depth.
Yep.
Don't come Monday is an absolute no-brainer for me.
Okay, who you got?
Nick Caulfield.
You're right. Yep. Is he on the team anymore?
Yep. Picking up off the waivers last week. So he was a keeper that he dropped and then was able to get back.
Yeah, that 58. Tells you about. No, that doesn't cut it. You're right. I had Jai Simkin just for his 49 in the prelim final. But yeah, you're right. Caulfield for that whole season of crap.
All right. Now, season highlight to me, I think it was draft day because he actually had draft picks. Like, that must have been amazing.
Season highlight? It's the world record.
It is the world record, but he had draft picks.
1750. Mate, you won't know what it's like because you haven't got over above 1700.
No one is ever going. That is not going to be beaten.
No, and that, like, it really gave me the shits because when I cracked 1700 the next week, no one cared.
Yeah, well, it was yesterday's hero, mate.
Only I remember it.
That was awesome. I think the low light has to be, what do you think? What's his low light for you?
Well, it's a combination of the Gorn trade and what that ended up being.
Yep. To me, it's got to be, the season low light has to be the minute that he looked at his losing margin.
Yep.
And realised Gorn would have got it done.
Yep. That's a lesson for us all. You got to, if you're in it, go balls deep, which he was. He supposedly was a balls deep kind of guy.
He backed out late. Yep. He was in there. Then he got scared. Looking forward to 2022, top four again. I'm confident.
Yeah, his team's good. His team is very good. He does have two first rounders from Gorn, a second, a third, and fourth. Right up there again, top four.
He's arguably, other than Hawker, he's arguably got the best draft hand. Oh, Slippery. Slippery's got the best draft hand. But he's got a real good draft hand. So he's got a top four draft hand and he's already got a top four team. Lock it in, Eddie.
Yeah. Now, looking forward to having disposals because, you know, he loves a trade. Can be a bit of a loose unit too.
Isn't he just?
Not sure what he's thinking, but yeah. That's
why
we love him.
Yeah, look, I think both these teams that we've done the wash up will be back next year, lick their wounds and be.
We'll see you back next year. Where?
All right, Stars, we did it.
Another wasted season. If you're not first, you're last.
No, never. Never.
So I guess we'll see. I think we'll do one more wash-up, I guess.
Yep, I think we have to.
And you'll never hear from us again.
No, that's right.
Right. Job done. I'll catch you later. And then everyone enjoy the weekend, and hopefully we have an absolutely nail-biting grand final.
Nah.
It won't be, but I'm hoping for it. I'm hoping just to have two grown men just pissing their pants.
Yep. But more importantly, I hope the ham is good.
It's going to be tasty no matter who wins. All right.
Cheers, Stars.
Catch you.